I think that there are a lot of misunderstandings about what mental illness is and what it isn't. A lot of individuals only hear about mental illness or see it when it's an individual who's very ill, who is not on their medication, who's acting out violently. Those are the times that the media sensationalizes what mental illness is. But the individuals who live every day with mental illness and work, are productive, have families, live fulfilled lives, those are not the ones that we see and know about, because they don't walk around with a t-shirt on that says, I have bipolar disorder, I have OCD, I have depression.
These stigmas create misinformation in the general public, says Rebecca Glather, Executive Director of National Alliance on Mental Illness of Utah, otherwise known as NAMI. And this is why National Mental Illness Awareness Week was instated and is recognized in October.
You think about the time of year that we have right now with all of the Halloween activities going on, and there are so many stigmas and misconceptions about individuals with mental illness that would be completely unacceptable for any other part of the population. Can you imagine that we portray an ill population in haunted houses? We frighten people thinking that individuals with mental illness are scary.
And though those with mental illness still face many stigmas, which actually can become a barrier to treatment, they are no small anomaly in the population. 1 in 4 individuals are living with mental illness. In Utah, the story is no different, with 24% of the public facing mental illness and 6% of Utah living with a severe mental illness. How then does something so prevalent become surrounded by myth and stigma? The answer is simple. Mental illness isn't visible to the naked eye.
There still is a conception that somehow the individual or the family is to blame. Science a long time ago determined that mental illness is a biological brain disorder. It can be impacted and triggered by external events, but it is not a choice. It's not that a person is lazy. It's not that they are unrighteous. So some of the misconceptions are you just need to stop thinking about yourself and pull yourself up by your bootstraps and get over your depression and get back to work and think about others. And we know that major depression is an illness, and treatments are the way for individuals to get better. The misconception that it's because the person hasn't prayed enough or hasn't repented, or if your child has severe mood swings, then it must be your parenting. One of the reasons that NAMI started as a national organization was because the prevalent medical opinion of the day 30 years ago was that mothers cause schizophrenia in their children because of their poor maternal habits. And we know that that's been completely discredited now. The stories are all around us, but it's building a safe place where we can talk about them. Also, standing up against those incorrect portrayals about mental illness, writing to a haunted house and saying, please don't depict individuals with mental illness as dangerous or fearful.
Stigma against those with mental illness must be replaced with mental illness awareness. People who fight the daily battle of mental illness deserve empathy as well as confidence in their abilities. Parents should know that the first signs of mental illness in 50% of cases begin showing at the age of 14. People with mental illness are just that, people first. I'm Story Powell, reporting for Utah Public Radio.